As we said, the FEMA deadline to apply is readily approaching, and here in the studio, and he's been here pretty much since the get-go of our needing the help from FEMA. William Lindsay is back. William, nice to see you again.
Well, thank you, Pat. Nice to be here.
And when did you get here? What was your arrival date here in Sonoma County?
Let me see now. I was in Texas, and I got here on the October 18th.
October 18th.
Yeah, actually,
okay,
yeah.
So about 10 days after the fire, and I know you've been here since.
Yeah, but we had resources in place before that.
Oh, yeah.
I was just supplemental.
Yeah. You were just got a little bit later of a start, but it's nice to have you back. And the need is continuing. And this deadline that is coming up in less than 2 weeks, the 11th of December, I feel like we've done a pretty good job as a community in applying for FEMA assistance so far. But there really are still folks that need to do that, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Right now in Sonoma, we have 4,700. In Napa, 659. But we know there are still folks out there who need recovery assistance because disaster recovery is a day-to-day situation. Everything changes like on a dime.
It just
changes, and you never know what tomorrow is going to bring. And
is there any, I know this isn't really your category, but I'm going to ask you anyway, is there any downside to applying for FEMA assistance?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. To me, it's like a second insurance policy.
Yeah.
And I always tell people that if you apply before the deadline, because after the deadline, you can't. And if you're sitting there watching the Super Bowl and there's something that pops up next year in 2018 that you didn't account for, at least you have somewhere to come back and say, hey, this is what I'm dealing with now. What can I receive as far as assistance?
You know, because there are cyclical things in our lives when it has to do with our homes and our yards. There are, you know, parts of them that we don't necessarily pay much attention to right now. Like our air conditioning system, for example. We're not going to use that now, but maybe the next time we fire it up in the spring, we realize, uh-oh, something's wrong with that, too.
No, that's correct. You know, we do have a fair amount of ash and debris that's still blowing around. So we ask people, when you go into the affected areas, make sure you're wearing the appropriate clothing and articles to keep yourself safe. And another thing, on our website at disasterassistance.gov, we have a mitigation page. Any and everything that you may need, you're talking about air conditioning, you're talking about heating, you're talking about rebuilding, anything that you may need as far as working with the contractors to rebuild your homes, a lot of vital information is there. And we want people to use the recovery resources and educational.
Well, and the learning and the learning education that FEMA has unfortunately, you know, had a lot of experience in disasters of all kinds. And so it makes sense to, you know, we don't have to reinvent the wheel every time, you know, a hurricane occurs or wildfires occur. So it makes sense to take advantage of that. And it seems to me that it's super easy to get signed up.
Yeah, that's correct. You call 1-800-621-3362, or you can go to our website, disasterassistance.gov. We almost also have a FEMA app that's available on your iPhone or Android devices. Now, right now, we have over 23,000 survivors who have registered with us in the affected area.
23,000. Wow, that's significant.
And in Sonoma, there's 15,000.
15,000 here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, of that number.
And there have already been reimbursements or payouts of some kind going on, correct? Because I think at the beginning, it was a pretty immediate reaction from FEMA.
Yeah. Our SBA, for example, has approved over $57 million that has gone out to help people
in the business world.
In the business world, as well as homeowners and renters. So it's not just business.
Yeah.
Whatever your need is, when you get that packet from FEMA, fill it out in its entirety. The SBA portion, we want you to fill that out because we want you to know what your resources are in their entirety. So we want coming back and saying, hey, I didn't know about this. So that is why we are adamant about having to fill out that SBA portion.
Now, I know, William, that in our, you know, as far as our homeowners insurance goes, for example, there's a window of time. It's generally 2 years, 24 months for most people to, for things that might crop up. Is there an expiration date once you have applied for FEMA assistance? And what might that be?
Well, our transitioning a shelter service is 18 months.
Okay, and then for shelter.
Yes, and after that, we deal with things on a day-by-day basis, on a case-by-case basis, rather.
Okay.
So, but after you register, you have that 18 months of transitional sheltering. But going forward, you just let us know what it is that you need from there on. Now, we have had folks who have had registration numbers 2 and 3 years from previous disasters.
Right.
That's not this situation.
Okay.
This particular incident period is from October 8th to October 30th.
Okay. Okay.
And each disaster has a incident period.
I would think, I guess you would have to
do
that.
Yeah, definitely.
And William was telling us a great story, and we want to share it with you. It just goes to show how we all take care of each other in this circumstance. And last time William was here in the studio, just prior to his visit, we had Lynette Lyon here from Lyon Ranch. And of course, they are, taking all kinds of strays and take care of them, and also provide a lot of those somewhat unusual animals as therapy animals. So when William was here last time, he met Chewy, the fennec fox.
That's correct. I kind of co-opted your resources there, and
yeah,
it was a wonderful time.
And so tell us what happened at the FEMA location.
Well, we have the Disaster Recovery Center at the Press Democrat building in Mendocino.
Yeah.
And when I met Lynette, I said, you know, we have a group of folks who would really benefit from this. And could you show up on Saturday and possibly bring Chewy? She said, I'll bring a camel, a parrot.
All the therapy animals that they have at the Lion Ranch.
And a bush baby named Darwin.
Yes, I remember Darwin.
Yeah. And when she came in there, it was a family that four little kids.
Yeah.
And the father saw his kids light up. And he said it's the first time he saw his kids smile. Since the fires. And that's one thing we have as far as crisis counseling. You mentioned you had a segment right before
I
got on.
Mental health, baby.
And our distress hotline is 1-800-985-5990. And you can also text, talk to us, 66746.
66746.
That's correct.
Okay.
If anyone has any issues whatsoever, and you know, I like to say emotional health is very important.
Oh. Without that, you can't get much of anywhere, can you?
That's correct.
I would think, too, William, that as far as the FEMA workers go, because you guys go from disaster to disaster to disaster. I would think the therapy animals would be good for you, too, frankly.
Oh, yeah. Darwin was in there. He's climbing all of the computers. And you see people get rid of phobias that they had about animals.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of folks have, you know, a dog bit them maybe when they were a kid.
Right.
And they never got through that. So.
And they've never probably had access to a bush baby before. Not many of us had.
That's correct. That's correct. And I tell you, Lyon Ranch did an incredible job, and we're so thankful to have that opportunity with them.
Yeah, we are too. I think it's a great man that we need therapy animals, and we'll continue. Most of us are used to, you know, seeing a dog on a leash or something like that with a nice little, you know, overcoat saying therapy dog or something, but we don't expect the camel or the parrot or the bush baby or the fennec fox. So it's definitely something that they've utilized for a lot of different reasons, and this seems like the perfect way too. So how many FEMA representatives are still here in Sonoma County, William?
Oh, let me see now. That number changes daily. And I think we had like 1,200 at one point.
Yeah, I think that was the high spot, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I know that the Army Corps of Engineers, for example, are under the FEMA umbrella. And I know there's so many of those folks here on the ground working to get our debris cleaned up.
Yes, and we still have them out there, and they're doing a great job. And that debris removal hotline, if you have any issues with debris or any questions, the hotline number is 877-875-7681.
And that's an important number because, you know, a lot of times people are concerned, you know, you're concerned. I mean, if we ever felt possessive of our home or our property before, we feel much more so right now. And so if you have any concerns, either, you know, during, before, during, or after, the Army Corps of Engineers are at your property doing their part of the work that needs to be done, then it's good to know that there is a number to call if you have any concerns or any questions,
too. Let me give that number again.
Please do.
It's 877-875-7681.
Okay, very good. And we will keep reminding people of that number, too, because we expect to see the folks from the Army Corps of Engineers and FEMA here. It sounds like probably well into spring. Would that be an accurate assessment?
I think so. This is going to be a long-term or long view recovery event. And whatever it is that you need, please stay plugged in with FEMA. Let us know what those needs are.
And again, that deadline is December the 8th.
December 11th.
Oh, I'm sorry. December the 11th. That's correct. That's why you're here. And I'm so glad you are, William. December the 11th is the deadline date to get signed up for FEMA coverage. And if you don't think, but you're not sure if you're going to need it, sign up anyway. Mm-hmm. Because after that deadline, that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
So as far as extending deadlines, I wouldn't count on that.
Yeah.
Just make sure you prepare to be registered by that date.
That's right. Get it done by the 11th.